Guardians of the Sea, Vampires and Gods, Book 3. Copyright 2022 by Eva Poehler. Narrated by Jalen Gillum. Chapter 1, Mount Olympus. Gertie stood in the foyer of the Great Hall on Mount Olympus, waiting for Hector to finish his tour with Hephaestus. Hector had invited her to join him to see the magical forge, but she'd wanted him to have this chance to be alone with his father. She hadn't thought about her own comfort, or lack of it, as she stood there with the Olympians on their thrones only a few yards away. Although she'd earned their respect in the battle with the Old Man of the Sea and his entourage of monsters, and was about to become a goddess herself, she didn't dare presume that she was free to speak with them. She pushed a strand of her blonde hair behind her ear and glanced nervously at the gods before averting her eyes to her boots. Her stomach hurt, and her heart wouldn't slow down no matter how deeply she breathed. An eternity seemed to pass before Hector finally emerged with his father. Just seeing Hector's face again made her less nervous. Although people often mistook them for brother and sister, because they both had blonde hair, blue eyes, and fair skin. Fortunately for them, they weren't, even though they were both descendants of gods.
"Are you ready for the council meeting?"
Hephaestus asked her. Gertie took a deep breath. "I think so."
"Of course she is," Hector said. "She hasn't stopped talking about it for days, have you, Gertie?" "Are you sure you're ready?"
Hephaestus asked again. "Yes," she answered, this time without hesitation. "I'm just a little nervous about how it will feel and how I'll adapt. There isn't much written about apotheosis. I feel unprepared."
Hephaestus laughed. "Preparation has its virtues, but surprises make life exciting."
"I like that," Hector beamed up at his dad. Gertie would rather be prepared.
"Good luck,"
Hephaestus said as he turned to walk away.
"Thanks again for showing me around, father," Hector called. "I hope I'll have the chance to see you again soon."
The god gave Hector a polite, if not distant, nod before taking a few strides to his throne, next to Apollo and across the white marble floor from Aphrodite.
"How did it go?"
Gertie whispered to Hector, who hadn't stopped smiling since he'd emerged from the forge.
"I've never felt happier."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?